Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
That's a big game. Next week.
I really am looking forward to the Wings getting started.
What is that, next Thursday? The opening? Is it the Blue Jackets?
I have no idea.
I should have double-checked that. What the hell? I believe it is. Or maybe I don't know.
We'll give you a full preview of that one and the entire season next week on the Bogey and Wojo show.
Yes, we will.
Now, we got all of that out of our system successfully, embarrassed me, made fun of me for being a competitor and getting angry at a game that apparently I'm not very good at. Although I've had my moments. I really have.
Can
we move on? Do you want to get to any of these texts or you just want to get to the line?
In high school?
I've played well before.
All right, real quick, a couple of ticket texts from esport champion Aaron Stiegeldorf. I don't know if that's real or not. You need strong, supple wrists for shuffleboard, Bogey. I suggest strength training with a stack of Playboys.
I have really strong forearms.
Oh, I see what he means there. Oh, boy. Ticket text 97136. Can't read that one. Can't read that one. And how about this one? Wow, that's a great story. And then, interesting thought. What's coming up next? All right, stop it. Leave us alone.
All right.
It was a great story.
Let's move on. You're headed to Dallas this weekend. You're leaving tomorrow night. Okay.
Yeah.
Lions headed to take on the Cowboys. And in all seriousness, this is a critical game. I mean, the Lions have to have this game, and realistically, they probably have to have that game against the Packers the following week, heading into the bye week at 3-2. But I haven't had a chance to read your picks column at this point on DebtNews.com. Got to do a shameless plug every week. It doesn't sound like you're all that optimistic about this game.
Well, no.
On Sunday afternoon.
First of all, the picks column just deals with the college football.
Oh.
So I picked the big Michigan State Central Michigan game and the big Michigan Northwestern game.
So you can tell I really didn't read it.
Yeah, though. But we do render our picks at the Detroit News on the Lions Cowboys. I actually should see what my brethren picked as well. But, and listen, I know people think this is simplistic, but I'm not, this isn't the only reason. But it is such an overwhelming factor in the NFL, and that being the up-down theory.
Yes, you're a big proponent of this.
The Lions 1-2 coming off of a big win. The Cowboys 1-2 at home coming off of a crushing loss to Seattle. I understand the Cowboys have like no receivers. They've got like the Beasley guy and nobody else. They have like no tight ends. They have a great running back and a very average quarterback in Dak Prescott. They do have a very good defense, and they do have a very good offensive line. All's I've been hearing all week from people calling in on these airwaves and from you saying, now it's started. Now they found the running game. It's turned around. They're on their way. Definitely got to go. Got to beat Dallas. And I just don't want you setting people up for one of those, oh, my God, I can't believe they lost that game. Oh, my God, they fooled us again. I consider this a pre-foolage, all right? Consider this that in many cases like this, you do get fooled. It's a long season. They didn't fix all of their problems with one game against the Patriots. And the Cowboys do have a chance to fix some of their problems with a big home win. I think Dallas will win the game 20-13. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I'd love to hear from Lions fans because I'm not asking you to trust the Lions necessarily. Like, I don't think, you know, getting your hopes up and really believing in this team after just one win over the Patriots, I think that's a bit much. But if you are paying attention to this and not just using the simple little up-down theory, there are reasons why the Lions can win this game. And it doesn't have to do with just them. Like, I really do think the Cowboys are a broken team. Dak Prescott is not a good enough quarterback to lead this team. They haven't utilized Ezekiel Elliott as much. And look, it's easy to slow him down when he's the only guy that a defense actually has to worry about. But
it hasn't been that easy. He leads the league in rushing. He's averaging 5.7 yards per carry.
He can go get his. It doesn't matter.
Well, they will keep feeding him, though, and he'll get more and more of his.
I agree, but I think this is going to come down to both teams running the football. And I get one game against the Patriots. No, it's not. That's not the only reason I feel good heading into this game against the Cowboys, but the running game has been there. They couldn't do it as much against the 49ers because they got down so early.
No, that's true. What about the flip side? The Cowboys, I believe, are 11th in the NFL against the run, stopping the run. And Ezekiel Elliott is the number one running back,
yes,
statistically. The Lions,
but the Lions can load up.
The Lions stopping the run are 32nd in the NFL. And last I checked, there are 32 NFL teams. Now, they're number one in pass defense, obviously, because people are just been running the ball on them. And that doesn't mean they're the worst. I don't think they're necessarily the worst run defense, but statistically right now they are. And I get that you can push more guys into the box, bring the safeties closer and everybody closer if Dallas can't throw the ball at all. But it's still an NFL team and a quarterback who's done some things before. They're not running the option. They're still going to be able to throw the ball. The Lions are going to have a harder time stopping Ezekiel Elliott than the Cowboys are going to have stopping LeGarrette Blount and Kerryon Johnson. Guaranteed.
I just view the way that the Lions were able to shut down Tom Brady and the Patriots, the fact that this running game for a few weeks now has actually been on the uptick and the offensive line has been improved and you see what Kerryon Johnson is actually capable of. You got to have that if you're going to go on the road in the NFL and get a win like this. Maybe I'm falling for it. Maybe, you know, I'll be embarrassed yet again, much like I was last night playing shuffleboard. But I think this is a game the Lions will win. And I don't think that's faux confidence. I don't think it's, you know, being unrealistic. I'm not trying to ignore.
You make it a guarantee?
I'll guarantee the Lions win this game.
Oh, my God.
What do you want? What do you want to play? A series of shuffleboard or something?
Oh, my God.
Is that what you want if I end up being wrong?
No. See, I know what you're doing.
No, they're going to win this game.
I know exactly what you're doing. So when they don't win, you can come back Monday and say, even me put confidence in them and they let me down. That's it. I'm not going to believe in them ever again.
I don't hedge like that.
I know
I would never do that.
That's exactly what you're setting up to do. And I will not let you get away with that.
You're looking at it as, oh, the NFL up, down. I mean, gosh, they look great one week. They're not going to look good this week. I'm actually looking at it with logic, you know, and trying to.
Not really, because logically, NFL teams don't do the exact same thing week to
week. Not the exact same thing, but the Lions are trending up. Is that fair to say? And if you have a running game on the road, what are you doing? You're keeping the opposing offense and your defense off the field, and you're also running clock.
They're trending up because they had so far down to trend up from, and the Cowboys, I mean, I know they've been bad, but they are 1-2, and they do have the NFL's leading rusher, so, and that does matter, as we've seen against the Lions. Teams can run the ball against them. I'm not killing the Lions' chances at all. I don't think they're going to get destroyed. I think it'll be a one-touchdown game. I just don't like the notion of If anyone thinking they're just going to march down there and beat the Cowboys easily.
Okay, who's you saying it's going to be easy?
Well, you guaranteed it. It better be easy for your sake.
You can still win. Okay, one thing you know about NFL games, a lot of them are one possession finishes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Lions could go down there and win one, 17-14. That's a great win. You just got to go on the road and get it done. And what the Lions are doing and what they've been better at recently, those are things that actually do matter and things that can lead to a victory on the road.
No.
And a running game and a defense that has been
low these
better.
Many years of covering the NFL. I've tried to play the logic game. Like, look how this matches up. Look who's playing well right now. Look who's, and I've been burned 92.5% of the time. And I'm not going to get burned on this one, but I will read this ticket text because sounds like some info from outstate. The ticket texter writes, Dallas radio is so scared about the Lions game, they say there's no logical reason to pick the Cowboys to win. From the radio host, quote, only reason Dallas wins is desperation and playing at home. They hate the receiver core. They should hate the receiver core. But
Is that the Mike Valeni of Dallas radio?
That's Bubba Valeni down here. We ain't got no shot.
Look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Are you like Woj heading into this game, Lions Cowboys on Sunday afternoon? You don't feel good about it. You feel like the Lions will come back down to earth. You're not ready to buy that maybe they've turned things around enough here to rattle off a couple of victories. I think the Lions are going there and winning. They have the stuff, and I don't think the Cowboys are a very good team.
Who are you?
What? I can't call it like I see it?
This is the second time I've seen false bravado from you in the last 24 hours.
This isn't false bravado.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel confident that they're going to go down there and get a win.
We'll debate it further. Do you with football logic and Bogey's mind, look at how the teams match up and the Lions trending up and the Cowboys down, or do you look at Wojo NFL logic that nobody ever stays trending in one direction except the very extreme good and bad teams?
We'll get to Lions fans next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.